I think I turned too many lights off.
No.
Are you sure?
You are, yeah.
Okay. Correct. Damn, it's this dark usually?
Yeah.
Shit. Heaven let your light shine. Well, it's dark because usually we've been accidentally keeping the overhead lights on, which we're not supposed to do, and it makes me super yellow in the podcast. I don't have jaundice.
We didn't do that today.
No, I made sure they were turned off because Luke reminded me. He's like, make sure to turn those off because you look yellow. I said, okay, Luke, thanks.
Welcome back to another hours of the Super Mega Cast.
That's right. It's the Super Mega Cast After Hours. You guys excited? You guys ready to have some fun with the Funny Brothers?
What do we want to talk about, you know? Do we want to talk about this beautiful portrait, characterization of Matt and I?
It's beautiful.
It's dim, so, you know... Luke, if you could zoom in.
Yeah, look at that. That is pretty.
We got it as a gift because we went on a stream with Waleed.
Our good friend Waleed Muhammad.
And the one and only, I'll do the first half, you do the second half, Cole.
Hirsch. From Pod.
Yes.
Podcast, but outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a fun stream, but Waleed surprised us with this little boardwalk caricature. So, thank you, Waleed.
Fiverr caricature.
I'm sure that Waleed is a patron and watching the After Hours right now, so.
Yeah. But, just to give people context, because I don't think a majority of the people that watch the podcast watch the stream.
Yeah.
A lot, some people
They'll
did.
Just go, oh, it's a cute caricature. But you got to give credit where credit's due. Our good buddy Waleed did it.
And that was a fun stream. Waleed got shot with a paintball gun.
Big handful of times.
Oh, yeah.
Some jackasses kept donating, so he kept getting shot.
What do these people think they're doing? Like, what? They're using their money to benefit, a good cause, like Waleed's stream, their friend's stream, like helping him out?
Yeah.
So what? Like, he's the one that set the standard for it being he gets shot with a paintball gun.
I think the price was a little too steep, personally.
Yes, I think it should have been every $10.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's more like it.
$30. It was $30 is definitely that line of like,
That's probably why he did it though. He was like, I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
So are people really willing to spend $30 to see me get shot with a paintball gun?
He should have wanted more money.
Yeah, I know.
Should have been a little more greedy, Waleed.
Should have been a little more greedy. But yeah, we've just been Bing chilling around the office.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for when this comes out. I'll already be. On the road, on tour, but, just fucking...
I'll probably be in the Arctic at that point on my expedition.
Yeah, doing some good research there.
Yeah.
Are you stoked for that, or...
I don't know. It's my fifth time going.
Yeah, so the allure has worn off a little bit.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. Up and down. Up and down about it, I guess, is...
It's a good pussy up there?
If you talk about a cold hand good pussy, and
that's nice. That's some of that Arctic pussy.
Oh yeah,
it's my favorite band, the Arctic Pussies.
The Arctic Pussies, cold hand, the cold hands with the Arctic Pussies.
Imagine getting a cold ass hand job in the Arctic Circle.
I'm picturing it.
Just
now.
Like shut your eyes and imagine getting a cold fucking hand job. She's got a cold hand, Ryan. She's been playing in the snow.
Yeah, she has. She's been rolling around. She built the igloo you're staying in.
Mm-hmm. And now she's like, here, let me get a little, how about a little glue? Oh, come on. Help me finish this. You see what I'm trying to do here? Igloo. Let me. You see what I'm doing, right?
I'm also trying to.
Glue.
Yeah.
Meaning come. So she builds the igloo and then she's going to make you spill glue. I don't know.
On her jubes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Breasts or?
I guess, yeah.
Loins?
Sure.
I would love,
On some breasts in the Arctic, baby.
A hand job inside an igloo would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Getting a hand job inside an igloo? Just you're sitting there. It's like, wow. Not only, it's cool for two reasons, because you're inside an igloo, and that's cool in of itself, but you're also getting
Why are you
a hand
turning
job.
Over? Oh, it's just cold. No, you gotta turn over.
Then I want to turn over again. I don't know how. I don't know if I'd be able to. I think I don't know if a penis would be able to grow in the Arctic.
No, trust me, Ryan. A penis could grow in the Arctic. Trust me. Well, okay.
Maybe roast it over a fire first.
Well, they put, you know what's crazy is that when they put the fucking fire inside the igloo, how does that work? Explain that to me.
Aliens.
Honestly, dude.
Or the Men in Black.
Probably the Men in Black. It would suck so bad, like, living before electricity in a place like the Arctic, where it's like, I'm going to build my house today, and my house has to be built out of snow, because that's all there is to build it with, because it's so cold and dead here.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by a thought.
Yeah.
Would you work for the Men in Black?
Well, they have to...
In their Arctic region.
They have to erase...
I'll place it in the conversation.
I don't know about the Arctic region.
Region of Men in Black?
The Arctic region is where, like, a lot of the alien shit happens, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
So that would be pretty sick. Okay, how about this? If given the opportunity, if you got some, like, Agent K shows up to your door.
Hey, son. Do you want to be in the Men in Black Arctic edition?
Well, what would you say?
They'd have to erase my identity, though, right? Like, I'm gone off the grid.
Yeah.
Men in Black don't have identities.
Yeah.
He goes, let's take a walk.
If it meant that I got to learn about the truth of aliens and interact with them, maybe.
He takes you to, like, what's a good coffee place you like? Starbucks?
Sure, takes me to Starbucks.
Let me take
you to the coffee bean and tea leaf,
son.
Let me
take you to your local Starbucks.
Sits me down in a public place to tell me, you know, son, the truth of the matter is... The extraterrestrials have walked among us for 5,000 years.
In fact, and all of a sudden you look, and like everyone in the coffee place is looking around you, and they start taking off their different masks. This is a recreation of the scene from Men in Black 2.
Does this really happen?
Where he works at a post office, and Will Smith needs him back, and goes, listen here, everyone is an alien, and you need to come back and work for the Men in Black.
I never saw the first two. I just saw the third in theaters in Florida.
The second is so good. It has Johnny Knoxville in it.
I have seen that scene where he has the, like, extra head.
He's in more than one scene, buddy.
Well, okay, dude. Crucify me for it, then.
I was about to call him Johnny Wick for some reason. This was Johnny Knoxville's big...
I caught it.
See, you caught it because you were successful at catching it. Because of your hustle in the gym and your grind on my dick.
Shut up, dude.
I gotcha.
No, you didn't.
You're grinding on my...
I wasn't. I literally wasn't grinding
on my head,
my
dick. I'm picturing it now so it exists.
But now I did not do that. I never grinded on your dick. Dude.
In my reality, in my brain, you are. And this little computer program, that's happening.
Dude, I never grinded on that big dick of yours.
And now you're punching your mom?
Isn't that what's great about having a imagination? Except for people that have aphantasia where they can't visualize stuff. Sucks for them.
Yeah.
I can shut my eyes and I can see whatever the fuck I want to see. I can shut my eyes and literally see the inside of the igloo and look down and see myself getting that hand job.
Yeah, how is it?
It's good. It's nice. It's cold.
What do you have in that igloo? Look around. Is it just a plain igloo? Do you have anything in there besides a fire?
There's a fire. There's
an arm giving you a hand job?
There's a cooler to put some to keep the drinks cold.
Okay.
There's a glass of wine and a baguette because you know it's an aphrodisiac.
Of course.
We're also sharing 12 oysters.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oysters are an aphrodisiac. How do you think I got the hand job to begin with?
See, I
brought
the
wine and the oysters.
See, you gave me that tip, and I made the mistake. Of accidentally using mussels as an aphrodisiac.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
I ordered a bunch of mussels, and I ate so many. And we went about half and half. It was about 36. It was a 36 mussel platter.
Yeah.
The date did not
go
well.
Mussels aren't an aphrodisiac.
And we have no contact afterwards, and... But oysters.
How is an
can
oyster?
Clams work?
Just oysters.
Okay,
How is an oyster an aphrodisiac though? For real, because it's like, I love oysters, but objectively, it's a gross fucking food. It's a nasty fucking little food. It smells bad. It looks gross. The texture's gross. So why is that one of the foods that's associated with like, yeah, does this turn you on, baby? Eating this gross fucking stinky blob.
Is snail an aphrodisiac?
Escargot could. It seems like it could be an aphrodisiac. You know,
in Game of Thrones, apparently, well, not really. It was a little lie that this sailor man told to a bunch of guards. You know, he was like, "Hey, I got this fermented crab. It'll get you bricked up in an instant, buddies."
Yeah,
yeah. And so they stuff it in their mouth and start eating. They go, "Oh,
was it poison?"
No. They just ran away and just ate fermented crab and thought they ran to the whorehouse or something.
Mm, nice, dude. Hey, I'll have a little fermented crab if you catch my drift.
Have you ever had fermented crab?
No, it sounds really gross.
Why?
Fermented, any type of fermented living thing is not good.
How about fermented cheese?
Honestly, there's not many fermented things that taste good.
Fermented?
I mean, beer, but...
Fermented...
Ciders.
Jelly.
No. That's gross.
Fermented peanut butter and jelly.
That is disgusting. There's not really anything fermented that's ever that good. You know?
Besides beer.
Yeah, and that's real good.
How about fermented cupcakes?
No, dude, I'm not going to say yes to any of this stuff. You're literally just being like, how about rotten this food? How about rotten that food?
I don't know. Rotten, like...
Where's the line?
When people smell rotten things, they describe it as sort of a sweet smell.
It depends on what it is. And also, like, where is the line? Like, who decides that line where some rotten stuff is disgusting and some rotten stuff is a delicacy? Like, where is that line and who decides that?
Well, cheese is awesome. So,
do you like blue cheese?
Yeah,
I love blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. Yeah, because blue cheese is, you know, it's just moldy cheese, but it's good.
Which
it's
I've really heard good. Is also an aphrodisiac.
Blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I was like, there's no way that's true. That shit smells awful.
Imagine like ordering like a tub of blue cheese
at the restaurant because you think it's an aphrodisiac, and like she goes to the bathroom and you're like shoveling it into your mouth. Yeah, she's gonna like, and she comes back. It's like, hey,
oh god, someone. I remember as a kid, kids having like ranch breath, or like,
oh yeah, dude.
Or just like Dorito breath, or
Dorito
anything.
Breath.
Oh, just chip breath in general.
Fucking Welch's fruit snacks breath.
Kids really were just mouth breathers.
It's gross, dude. I hate kids for that reason. They're annoying and they're mouth breathers as well.
Yeah,
you know.
That's why we're never having any.
Never going to have kids.
Again.
Well, it's a shame, too, because you and I could probably make some beautiful babies.
Yeah.
You know?
Just God went, nope.
Actually, Ryan, I heard on NPR the other morning, they were talking about a new technology that will allow two men to combine sperm cells into one sperm cell to make a baby. Not kidding.
So they'll combine... two sperm cells as one sperm
they
cell.
They basically combine our DNA. So the kid would have both of our DNAs.
But both kids would then still, they'd be 50% of someone else and then just 25% of you, 25% of me?
Yes, I believe so.
So our features, only one of our features will probably make it through. Like as in one between the two of us.
You know, blue eyes are recessive and you have brown eyes. So,
who knows about the other 50%?
Yeah, I don't, you know, these beautiful blueberries, probably not going to transfer to our beautiful little boy.
No.
Or girl.
No.
They might get, you know, hopefully they get your hairline, you know.
My current hairline. It could just, hairline, you know, they could just start to, in a year, like within this year, they could do it. It could be the big, damn, there it goes.
That would suck.
Yeah.
That's one more.
Can't control
that.
It, though.
Can't control it. Fight nature.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yes, you can. You can go to Turkey and fight nature for
like
$10,000.
You can go light the forest on fire. Fuck you!
You can fight nature,
you can
yeah.
Fart. You can fight Mother Earth.
We're doing a pretty good job at that, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we'll kill it, you know?
Well, we should.
It'll just exist. And
what has Mother Earth ever done for us?
Earth will just be like, I'm a rock now. I don't need to have plants.
Yeah, one day all this beautiful stuff will be gone. I'll just be a rock again.
Yeah, it's just going to go, actually, all of y'all suck. Poison, poison, poison. Then, like, everything dies.
I just want to be a rock again.
Yep, it's going to go, ah. Like George Carlin said, it's going to shake us off like a case of the fleas.
Yes, it is. George Carlin was my favorite narrator for Thomas the Tank Engine.
He's a wonderful narrator. He makes sure, at least in the one that I listened to back when I was like in college, his books, when he audio records them, he does still give his like cadence like it's a stand up. Like he performs. His words are art. He thinks of saying things in a very pleasant and rhythmic way. He's very poetic.
He has a great voice. The way he reads stuff is it's so pleasurable. How did he die?
Cancer, I believe.
Oh, that would make sense. Because he wasn't that old.
He was pretty old though. He was probably.
Wasn't like an old man, was he?
He was like 70s, maybe 80s.
Oh yeah, I guess
probably in 70s. I'd say he was. I remember there was this like the most recent stand up. It's like, oh damn. Because when you think of George Carlin, you think of like this energetic dude who's like walking from this point on stage, like very kind of like, you know, like the receding long silver hair, but he still has like this energy about him, this charisma.
Yeah, he was 71. I also didn't know that he died only in 2008. I thought he died way before that.
Nope. Nope. You know?
Damn. The Thomas the Tank Engine videos I watched had the weirdest assortment of narrators. There was George Carlin, Alec Baldwin, and Ringo Starr.
Who's the current one?
I don't know.
Thomas is still on air.
Yeah, it's 3D animated now, though, which is disgusting.
But do they still do celebrity narrators, or did it just...
I don't think so.
What?
It's disgusting what they've made Thomas the Tank Engine into.
Is it really just...
Dude, they 3D animate it now. They used to build the fucking sets, and they were beautiful. That was the charm, and now it's just this gross 3D animated bullshit.
I'm gonna look at this. If I've seen it before...
Yeah, but nowadays they get fucking Bad Bunny to narrate Thomas the Tank Engine.
2023. Oh my god. Did you say it was 3D?
Yeah.
Whoa, they downgraded it even more? Wait, is it...
just 2D. It's just using a...
It's a cute style, but what it used to be...
It's like, just on like a rig. I think they're just using rigging, I guess.
Why, dude? Like, you cannot beat the Thomas the Tank Engine real life models they made. Like, that shit was art. That was beautiful.
Oh my god.
It's all on YouTube. I still watch it sometimes. Like, I'll go watch the old episodes.
Is
like,
this the one that you think they turned it into?
Is that 3D animation? Yeah, see, that's when they made it 3D animation, which is disgusting. But
it's
old
when
it was
the physical sets.
Physical models, yeah. Like, that they'd build these beautiful sets. You know, and then they had someone with star power narrate, and now it's just... Same with Theodore the Tugboat. They had the physical shit.
It would be like... Think of Sesame Street without all the fun.
Yeah, if they animated
it. Costumes and the puppets. Like, that was inherently a part of its charm, was that you're on this train set that has come to life.
Yes. That's like, because you play with the toys and it's like, oh, look, it's like my train set, but it's come to life. If it's 3D animated, it's... Do you think they'll ever make Sesame Street animated? Like, it'll be cheaper.
I'm sure. I mean, haven't they already done like Muppet Babies and shit?
Yeah, but I mean, like, do you think they'll ever just fully switch Sesame Street to be 3D animated?
I mean, I don't know.
It would be a sad day.
It would be.
I'd probably have to bomb a government building in protest.
There's a lot of like nostalgia I specifically have with like it's Big Bird and Snuffleupagus having conversation.
It was long.
Like
eyelashes.
That specifically, just that image. Yeah. There's a lot of nostalgia there. Big Bird in general, because I was scared of Big Bird, but like, it's like, I was cautiously scared.
What about
it's
that
like,
nonce, Mr.
It's
Doodle?
Like, I respected Big Bird, like I respect like an orca whale, like I'm not gonna jump in and swim with it. I wouldn't go out and play with Big Bird.
Sure.
But I'd watch Big Bird and I'd listen to his messages and from a distance, from a safe distance.
Big Bird gives me the same kind of, like, weird fear that I can't explain that, like, the way a pterodactyl looks gives me.
It's because he can instantly, like, he can, like, be far away. Like, he'd be standing 6 feet away from me.
Then he can crane his neck in and be right in my face. And I'm like, whoa, hey, buddy.
He could crush you if he wanted. He could break bones.
Hey, Big Bird. Imagine Big Bird drunk being like, listen, guy. He can get right in your face. Be like, okay.
No.
Okay, big man.
That's very scary. Big Bird, no way.
Just this guy, just the guy that works the puppet going out drinking, like with the costume on.
That would be awesome. Get to a bar and fucking Big Bird's there, just that, getting fucking drunk.
It would be SICK space NASTY.
Yes, it would.
Exclamation point.
There you go. You know what else is sick nasty?
Ending
the after hours. Bye, everyone. Love you. Thanks for the support.
Bye. Thank you.